Hello, this is Dick Hayden from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and I shall be reading to you from Spare Times, News and Notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of February 22, 2019 by Ginger Rush. The program, content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience and has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. The Durham Sweethearts Tournament has been canceled, and refunds are being issued. Get your crockpots ready. Our annual chili soup stew and dessert cook-off is 2 weeks away. It is scheduled for Saturday, March 2. We will be using the Fellowship Hall at Emmanuel Baptist Church, 2100 Noble Road, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27608. The time is from 4 to 8 p.m. The cost to eat, $5. It's free to enter a dish, and we will have prizes for first, second, and third place in each category. You do not have to be a bowler to enter or to come and eat, so bring your friends. If anyone wants to donate cheese, sour cream, crackers, cornbread, etc., that certainly would be welcome. The Forsyth Blind Bowlers invite everyone to the annual Charles E. Roan Invitational Blind Bowlers Tournament to be held on Saturday, March 2019. Saturday, March 16, 2019, at the Creekside Bowling Lanes, 1450 Trademark Boulevard, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Registration begins at 9 a.m. and bowling begins at 9:30 a.m. All teams should consist of four bowlers, one totally blind or equivalent, one sighted, and two any vision level in between. Use last year's ABBA average or a current average if you do not have an average from last year. Handicaps will be figured at 90%. Entry fees are $35 per bowler and are due to Winston by March 6. Please send all entry forms and money to the Forsyth Blind Bowlers, care of Jerry Mintz, M-I-N-T-Z, P.O. Box 17101, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27116. Outlaw entries are due in the lane envelopes no later than Friday, March 1. Information about the outlaw departure time, etc., will be determined soon. National Tournament Hotel Information. The 2019 ABBA National Tournament will be held in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, May 29th to June 3rd, 2019. Our host hotel is the Sheraton Station Square Hotel, 300 West Station Square Drive in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The room rate is $105 per night plus 14% tax. This would equate to almost $120 per night. And here's some new, great information. Per ABBA President A.J. Inglesby, you will not be charged for the first night. Great deal. Each individual is responsible to book their own accommodations, and should you need to cancel, you may do so up to 48 hours in advance in order to be refunded your deposit. Failure to cancel by this time will result in no refund. To reserve, please call 1-800-325-3535. Be sure to note that you are with the ABBA. Cutoff date to get the group rate is April 29. And the group rate will be honored for 3 days before and 3 days after the tournament, based upon room availability at the hotel. The hotel is located 18 miles from Pittsburgh International Airport and 3 miles from the Amtrak train station. Average cab fare is $40 one way. Uber is approximately $25 one way. Super Shuttle provides service at a discount price of $22 each way. They will also provide complimentary shuttle up to 3 miles of the hotel. Right outside the door of the hotel is the historic Station Square, a bustling 2-acre dining and entertainment complex. Station Square is the most popular dining and entertainment destination in Pittsburgh. We will be bowling at Noble Manor Lanes, 2440 Noblestown Road, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15205. They have 40 lanes. on-site pro shop, arcade, lounge, and a snack bar. They will provide a breakfast and lunch menu for the tournament. Entry fees of $70 for the regular tournament and an additional $20 for the Masters event are due in the lane envelopes no later than March 1. This will allow ample time to set up teams and submit forms to the tournament director well before the March 15 deadline. Guests attending and not bowling will need to pay a $12 registration fee in order to attend the tournament events at the hotel, such as hospitality, and or to ride the tournament transportation to the bowling alley. An Outlaw Bowling Board Meeting. We will have an Outlaw Board Meeting on Wednesday, March 6, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the bowling alley. This is tentative. Watch next week's spare times for a confirmation of date and place. We will be discussing the Pittsburgh tournament and our upcoming tournament in May. Prayers for Brian and Linda Lewis for health concerns. They have both been ill, but are now at home as of this writing. And congratulations to Renee Benton, who has just accepted a position driving the Raleigh City Kitty Go Raleigh bus system. Way to go, Renee! Sharon Benton is now doing a podcast for the Triangle Radio Reading Service called Connect to Success. I might insert here that I recorded that interview program a couple of years ago, and it was a real treat to meet all of the people, and I'm certain that Sharon is going to bring you some wonderful guests for her interviews. The first edition was on Tuesday, February 19, when she interviewed Eddie Weaver, former director of the Division of Services for the Blind. You can still hear the podcast by going to the TRRS website at http://www.triangleReadingService.org and clicking on the link for podcasts. Scroll down the list until you see Connect to Success. There are directions on the page for downloading and saving the podcast as an MP3 file also. The SBBA Tournament. Here's information. The bowlers in our league are invited to participate in the Southeastern Blind Bowling Annual Tournament. This year's tournament will be held in Hampton, Virginia, April 4, 5, and 6. Entry fees are $56 for singles, doubles, and teams, and an additional $25 for the Masters. Any outlaws who would like to enter should have their fees in the lane envelopes no later than Friday, March 8, and should include their $6 SBBA sanction fee. We will be staying at the Crown Plaza Hampton Marina. Included is a breakfast for up to two people per room per day. The rooms are $104 plus tax for either two double beds or one king bed with a sleeper. The phone number to call for reservations is 757-727-8914. And when making your reservations, let them know that you are with the Southeastern Blind Bowlers Association so that you can get the special rate. The cutoff date is March 14, 2019. Reservations made after this date will be at a higher rate. The bowling competition will be held at Century Lanes, 1519 Pembroke Avenue, Hampton, Virginia, 23663. The phone number is 757-722-2551. The scheduled events are as follows. Friday evening at 7 p.m., we will have a short meeting at the hotel. Everyone is welcome to come and participate because we value your opinions. Then at 8 o'clock p.m. until 10 p.m., there will be a hospitality room with light refreshments and plenty of socializing. At that time, you will be able to pick up your schedules. Saturday morning at 9 a.m., the bowling will begin with the team event. In the afternoon at 1 p.m., the Masters tournament will be held. On Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and noon, if needed, the tournament will conclude with the doubles and singles competition. If you have not sanctioned with SBBA and would like to attend the tournament, you can include your $6 fee with your entry. So here's a recap of important dates and other information. The SBBA Tournament. The tournament date, April 4 through 6. Entry deadline, March 14. Cutoff date for statistical sheet information, March 1. Hotel, Crown Plaza, Hampton Marina, 700 Settlers Landing Road, Hampton, Virginia, 23669. Phone number, 757-727-8914. Room rate, $104 plus tax per night. Hotel reservation cutoff, March 14. Bowling Center, Century Lanes, 1519 East Pembroke Avenue, Hampton, Virginia, 23663. Phone number, 757-722-2551. Entry fees, regular tournament $56, Masters tournament $25. Make all checks payable to SBBA tournament and mail them to Sandy McDaniel, 115 Powell Boulevard, apartment 14102, Daytona Beach, Florida, 32114. ABB awards are given as follows. Single games over average, 100 pins over, 75 over, and 60 over for averages of less than 100. Here are two categories, silver and bronze. In the silver category, PM 225 and over, TM 175 and over, PF 195 and over, TF 155 and over, SM 260 and over, SF 230 and over. In the bronze category, PM 215 to 224, TM 165 to 174, PF 185 to 194, and TF 145 to 154. SM 250 to 259 and SF 220 to 229. Triplicates and the following splits. 4-6, 4-6-10, 4-6-7, 4-6-7-10, 7-8-10, 8-10, 7-9-10, 7-9, and 7-10. If anyone bowls a game which qualifies for an award, please let Ginger know, preferably by email or a note, so that she can request it. Next up is the Sightly Warren Thrift Store. It's reopening on March 7th. Come in and meet our new manager, Joan. New hours are Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day. Donations will be accepted each week on these 3 days during the hours of business. At this time, we are not accepting any clothing, mattresses, bed pillows, non-working appliances, televisions, VCRs, computers, printers, or computer accessories. We look forward to seeing our regular customers and meeting our new customers. More updates are coming soon. See you on March 7th. Here are the hot shots for Week 18. Judy Eason Farr, 95. Kenny Farr, 130. Dennis Glenn, 107. Van McLean Sr., 97. Karen Broderick, 123. Jeff Tucker, 154. Azaria Dowd, 120. Shelby Foster, 125. Francis Council, 126. Albert Roberson, 139. Sharon Benton, 144. Dwight Jones, 106. Zelda Price, 113. Letitia Adams, 134. Jenna Meck, 145. Michael Edwards, 189. Don Ball, 99. Thelma Crumpler, 115. Reggie Blunt, 115. Herbert Everett, 192. Rochelle Sharp, 99. Ginger Rush, 142. Mike Rush, 76. John Watson, 124. Matt Boers, 124. Stephanie Lovelace, 179. And Robert Parrish, 162. To benefit the CBA youth account, we have another raffle going on. The first prize is a $100 gift card, second prize a $50 gift card, and third prize is a homemade quilt. Tickets are $1, and we will draw for the winner at the Raleigh Outlaw Invitational in the spring. You do not have to be present to win. See Jeff Tucker for tickets, and Jeff also has a new stock, of black ink pens if anyone needs any. $2 each or three for $5. Outlaw Clothing. If anyone is in need of Outlaw shirts and jackets, please see Ginger. 12 items are needed in order to place an order for the group. The price list is on the back page of your email copy of these notes, and payment in advance is requested. A putt-putt tournament has been announced. Are you ready for some fun, fellowship, and friendly competition? Then join us on Saturday, April 13, for the 31st Annual VIP Mini Golf Tournament. It's taking place at the scenic Dan Nicholas Park in Salisbury, North Carolina. Meet up with old friends and make some new friends. The registration deadline is Friday, March 22. Registration packet and flyer are attached to your email copy of these notes. Registration is completed by a county through a social worker or a group leader, or an individual if neither a social worker or group leader is available. If there is a new participant or a new county participating for the first time, please contact Vernice Clyburn. Any questions or comments, don't hesitate to contact her. If anyone is interested in volunteering, please contact Edward Haley at 704-216-7782. And thank you all very much for the continued support and participation. And we are looking forward to seeing everyone in April to help us celebrate 31 years. This comes from Vernice Gallen Clyburn, LRT, CTRS, Therapeutic Recreation Supervisor, the Rowan County Parks and Recreation Therapeutic Recreation Division, Ellis Park, 3541 Old Moxville Road, Salisbury, North Carolina, 28144. Her phone number, 704-216-7781. Cell phone, 704-223-5965. And fax, 704-216-7973. You're invited to mark your calendars for ADA Live Episode 66, Theme Parks and Accessibility, on Wednesday, March 6, from 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You can listen at SoundCloud ADA Live, Facebook Southeast ADA ADA Center, rather, and captioning in Zoom for on March 6 for ADA Live Episode 66 will be available. Learn more and explore all of this at www.adalive.org. There's a description of some information about that. Attendance at the top 20 theme parks in North America grew by 2.3%, setting a record of over 150 million visitors, according to the 2017 Theme Index, a study published by the Themed Entertainment Association and AECOM. The Americans with Disabilities Act ensures equality for people with disabilities at places of public accommodation. This includes theme parks that must ensure that they are accessible, which is more than wheelchair access. Accessibility includes, but is not limited to, providing inclusive experiences in planning for and during a theme park visit, such as ticketing, online reservations, web applications, alternate formats, listening devices for people who are deaf or have a hearing loss, audio descriptions for people who are blind or have low vision, and more. This episode of ADA Live features Judy Toth, the safety manager for Dollywood Parks and Resorts, sharing how Dollywood ensures a memorable experience for all. If you have any questions, you can submit your questions for theme parks and accessibility at adalive.org/submit_question. Well, let's go to Top Tech Tidbits. We are reading the titles and the descriptions for Top Tech Tidbits. The associated Internet web addresses are available by calling the Triangle Radio Reading Service at 919-832-5138. You can also access them by subscribing to Flying Blind at www.flying-blind.com. for a weekly email that also includes classified ads for various pieces of computer equipment, screen readers, braille displays, etc. Now for the highlights. February 2019, Access World, full of articles. The February 19 issue of Access World has more articles than many issues have had. For example, a senior's buying guide for your first accessible computer, smartphone and tablet, basic voiceover gestures for the new iPhone user, making voice assistants smart for seniors, tips for optimizing the Amazon Echo and Google Home, accessible cell phones open doors for people with visual impairments, Home Safe Home, getting started with accessible home security, solutions for seniors with age-related vision loss, products under $100. New tech for 2019, a wrap-up of Assistive Technology Industry Association Conference, a book review, Blindness for Beginners, a Renewed Vision of the Possible by Maribel Steele, and a new way around object identification for people with visual impairments. And there's even more items than that that you'll be able to find. Accessible online calculus course. If you've ever wanted it, here is a free calculus course with accessible math content. I had trouble with that one when I was back in school. I wonder how I'd do now. Very good. Using NFB Newsline with iOS. NFB Newsline is holding a Zoom webinar for those wanting to learn more about NFB Newsline Mobile. This will take place on Wednesday, 27 February 2019 at 0100 GMT. Phone conference on how students can participate in STEM, S-T-E-M. The NFB and its student affiliate will hold a conference call for students, parents, and teachers about succeeding in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math courses. This will take place on Monday, 25 February, at 0100 GMT. 12 awesomely useful Siri shortcuts for your phone. Some of the shortcuts in this Apple Toolbox article could indeed be very handy. Finding a perfect Bluetooth headset. This blog post outlines one user's quest and its result. Accessing entertainment with technology on Tech It Out. The next Tech It Out discussion will focus on audio-described contents, smart TVs, and the like, and will take place on Wednesday, 27 February at 0100 GMT. Google, fighting disinformation across our products. This post discusses a white paper presented by Google to keep information usable. Google search is not private at all. DuckDuckGo seeks to provide a private search experience. This post explains and dispels common privacy myths. How I fell out of love with the Internet. Since we're talking about big picture matters, this thought-provoking opinion piece is rather dizzying. And then we have Blind Technology Trivia. Jonathan Mosen's Blind Technology Trivia game is now available in the U.S. Alexa store. 1 to 4 people can play. Braille Note Touch Plus. Humanware has upgraded the Braille Note Touch to run Android Oreo and contain more memory. Blind Friendly Architecture on Eyes on Success. Eyes on Success number 1908 repeats a show from a few years back interviewing a blind architect. A review of Bose Frames. Bose Frames are augmented reality sunglasses that are designed to provide audio interfaces and experiences to our world. This review covers the glasses and the accompanying app. Inaccessibility of CAPTCHA draft seeking input. The Accessible Platform Architectures Working Group has a paper on CAPTCHA, C-A-P-T-C-H-A, CAPTCHA inaccessibility, almost ready to submit and seek comments. Should be out by March 24. 2019. We now move on to the calendar of events. WFB information is provided by Robert Parrish, Wake Federation of the Blind President. The Wake Federation of the Blind has changed their meeting time. The location is at the usual spot, Community United Church of Christ, 814 Dixie Trail in Raleigh. Their next meeting will take place on Saturday, March 9, from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. And as always, if you have questions or comments, please call me. My phone number is 919-616-1606, or send me an email, Robert C. Parrish, with two R's, robertcparrish7@gmail.com. I hope to see you all there. Please see the Arts Access website for a listing of audio-described performances, www.artsaccessinc.org/ad-performances.shtml. The Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities next meeting will be Thursday, March 21, from noon until 1 p.m. The organization meets in room 305 at the City Municipal Building at 222 West Harkett Street, downtown Raleigh. Ricky Scott is now the Mayor's Committee Chair, and his contact information is telephone number 919-673-8300, or email him at Ricky Scott, RickySott09, RickySott09, @gmail.com. The Raleigh Wake chapter of the North Carolina Council of the Blind meets regularly the second Thursday of each month from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the Emmanuel Baptist Church, located at 2110 Noble Road. Please contact Lawrence Carter at 919-856-0034 for more information about this group's schedule and activities. And a free health fair is coming up. It will be on March 30th from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the First Cosmopolitan Baptist Church, 1515 Crosslink Road, Raleigh. Services offered will include health screening, blood pressure, BMI check, mammograms, HIV/STD, kidney/stroke, child dental screening, and there will be some giveaways. For more information, give them a call at 919-833-3283. And one of the most enjoyable parts of the program coming up, that is recipes that will bowl you over from the Chuck Wagon Gang. I like the sound of the first one, sweet potato muffins. Who could go against that? What are you going to need to do that? Well, you'll need 1 stick of butter, 1.5 cups of sugar, 1/2 cup of brown sugar packed, 2 eggs, 1 1/4 cups of sweet potatoes cooked and mashed, 1 cup of milk, 2.5 cups of self-rising flour, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon of nutmeg, and 1/2 cup of chopped pecans. In parentheses, it says optional, but I got to tell you, I think it's good to put them in. As long as you're not allergic to nuts, that's got to add a wonderful little topper to this whole idea of sweet potato muffins. Well, once you have all the stuff together, cream together the butter and the sugars until they're blended. Beat in the eggs until they're fluffy. Add potatoes and milk. Sift together the dry ingredients and then add the pecans, or if you prefer, pecans, depending on where you live in the world, and stir until they're all coated. Add the dry ingredients to creamed mixture, stirring only until flour is moistened. Spoon the muffin into greased mini muffin tins. Bake at 375 degrees for 10 to 15 minutes. And for regular-sized muffins, bake them 15 to 20 minutes. This recipe makes 18 regular-sized muffins. And pecans or pecans makes me think of something else. Almonds, where I grew up in Ohio. But I lived in California for a while, up north, and they called them almonds. So whatever it is, I think they're both great, and you'll enjoy them. Moving on to our second recipe from the Chuck Wagon Gang. It's just as delicious. Scalloped potatoes with caramelized onions. For this one, gather together 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 4 cups of thinly sliced onions, 1 to 2 medium-sized onions will do that, 7 medium-sized russet potatoes, peeled, washed, and cut into 1/8 inch thick slices. 1 tablespoon of olive oil to toss into the sliced potatoes. 1 cup of freshly grated Parmesan cheese. 1 teaspoon of salt. 1 teaspoon of pepper. 1/3 cup chicken or vegetable broth. 1 teaspoon of freshly minced fresh rosemary. And 1 teaspoon of olive oil to grease the baking dish. Once you have those things together, preheat your oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Chop the onions. Pour 2 tablespoons of olive oil into a large skillet on medium-high heat. Add the onions and stir to coat with the olive oil. Turn the power down to low and then cook them until they're golden brown. That'll take about 20 minutes. Be sure to keep an eye on them and stir occasionally so they do not burn. After 20 minutes, remove them from the stovetop and set them aside. Meanwhile, peel and wash the potatoes. Slice the potatoes into the 1/8 inch rounds and put them in a large bowl. You can keep them covered in cold water to keep them from going gray, but you will need to towel dry the water off of the potato rounds before adding the oil. Toss the sliced potatoes with the olive oil. Add the Parmesan cheese, the salt, and the pepper. Stir in the chicken broth. Toss well to coat all of the potatoes evenly. Grease the baking dish with oil. Arrange the caramelized onions on the bottom to cover it evenly. Arrange the potato rounds into the dish in nice rows and pour all the remaining liquid from the bowl that you tossed the potatoes in over the potatoes. Cover with aluminum foil and bake for 50 minutes. Once baked, uncover the potatoes and set the oven to broil. Broil for a few minutes until the potatoes are lightly browned. Keep a close eye so that you don't burn them. I like that. I may go home and try that one. And here, beef cabbage soup. It's still kind of cold out these days, so this will come in handy, I think. You're going to need 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 1 large onion chopped, 1 pound of steak cut into 1-inch pieces, trimmed of visible fat, 1 stalk of celery chopped, 2 large carrots peeled and diced, 1 small green cabbage chopped into bite-sized pieces, 4 cloves of garlic minced, 6 cups of beef stock or broth, 3 tablespoons of fresh chopped parsley plus more to serve, 2 teaspoons each of dried thyme and dried rosemary, or you can use dried basil and oregano, 2 teaspoons of onion or garlic powder, and then salt and freshly cracked black pepper according to your own taste. Begin by heating the oil in a large pot over a medium heat. Add the beef and sear all sides until browned all over. That doesn't sound right. Sear one all sides. I think what you want to do is sear it on all sides until it's browned all over. They don't need to be cooked all the way through. Then add the onions and cook until transparent, about 3 to 4 minutes. Add the celery and carrots to the pan, mixing through the flavors in the pot. Cook while mixing occasionally for about 3 to 4 minutes, and then add the cabbage, and cook for a further 5 minutes until it's beginning to soften. Add in the garlic, and cook until fragrant, about 1 minute, mixing all the ingredients through. Add the stock or the broth, the parsley, dried herbs, and onion or garlic powder, and mix them up well. Bring it to a simmer, then reduce the heat to medium-low and cover it with a lid. Allow it to simmer for about 10 to 15 minutes or until the cabbage and the carrots are soft. Season with salt and pepper. Then add in a little extra dried herbs if you need them. And be sure to serve this warm with a sprinkle of fresh parsley if that's what you would like to have. Well, that sounds pretty good to me. As we get ready to see what happens. And then I think I'm just going to go home and try a few of these recipes out myself here. They just all sound pretty doggone. You have been listening to the Spare Times news and notes of the Outlaws And my name is Dick Hayden. I've been happy to be your reader for today. I hope you join us again next week for the next issue when it comes out. As noted, our program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience, and we are happy to bring it to you for your information and enjoyment as well. We hope you have a great week and look forward to seeing you next time. Thanks for tuning in.